I'm Rona Tarrant. Voters across the United States are going to the polls today for the midterm elections. All 435 seats in the House of Representatives are up for grabs, as well as 35 Senate seats. Voters will also cast ballots in 36 governor races and local and state elections. President Trump made a last bid for voters to back the Republican Party at rallies yesterday, as he repeated his criticism of immigration, the media and Democrats. NBC, Fox News and Facebook have pulled an ad by President Trump's campaign that critics had labelled racist. The 30-second ad, which was sponsored by Trump's 2020 re-election campaign, featured courtroom video of an illegal immigrant from Mexico convicted in the 2014 killing of two police officers, juxtaposed with scenes of migrants headed through Mexico. Critics had condemned it as racially divisive. CNN had refused to run the ad, saying it was racist. The Archdiocese of New Orleans has released the names of 55 priests and two deacons who have been removed from ministry for accusations of sexual abuse of a minor. It comes after the diocese reviewed more than 2,400 clergy files dating back nearly 70 years. Archbishop Gregory Amon said the names were released in a step towards transparency and healing the pain of victims, including those whom he urged to come forward if they had not already done so. Parishes throughout the Diocese of Pittsburgh will take up a special collection for the three Jewish congregations that worship at the Tree of Life Synagogue, where 11 people were killed in an attack by a gunman last month. Pittsburgh Bishop David Zubik said the collection will be taken at all Masses this weekend as a gesture of solidarity. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.